Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
پیکر علم و صدق و صفا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو پیکر علم و صدق و صفا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو اہلیا محبوب خدا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو اہلیا محبوب خدا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو پیکر علم و صدق و صفا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ یہ میرا قلم یہ میری زبان کیا شان کریں گے تیری بیان یہ میرا قلم یہ میری زبان کیا شان کریں گے تیری بیان قرآن ہے تیرا مدح سرا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ قرآن ہے تیرا مدح سرا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو اہلیا محبوب خدا.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our listeners of Sirius FM, we welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence According to the Four Schools of Thought. The date today is the 21st of Shaban, 1446, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 20th of February, 2025. Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. O Allah, bless us in this month of Sha'ban and allow us, enable us to reach the month of Ramadan. Mufti Saab will be here with us in a few moments, inshallah. And today our topic, of course, is on preparing for Ramadan, what to do, how to do, especially to those who fast, how should they prepare now? It is almost crunch time, what they will say, and to prepare now is of vital importance, especially those who are you've been preparing for so long. And we know the mashayikh, how many months in advance they would prepare for this beautiful month of Ramadan, because it is that time. Remember, إِذَا دَخَلَ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ, when the month of Ramadan begins, enters, what happens? فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ, the gates of the heavens are opened. وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ جَهَنَّمُ, and the gates of hellfire are closed. See this month of mercy. The gates of Jannah, the gates of the heavens, those are all opened, and the gates of hellfire are closed. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is a narration of Bukhari Sharif, وَسُلْسِلَةِ الشَّيَاطِينَ, and the shayateen, they are chained. They are chained. So it is this opportunity where you can get, you know, at times you say, I need to really get in touch. I really need to get focused. I really need to work on myself. I need to remove this bad habit. A drug addict will say, yeah, I really need to work on myself. I need to separate from the bad friends. I need to separate from the bad activities, the bad actions. And I need now this time to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps he won't even say that. He probably will say that, see, I have to now detach myself from this particular drug addiction. The worry is the drug addiction. But the reality is the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what we must be concerned of. And we said, for those who are struggling to give up or give off this habit of smoking, we've mentioned it to you on previous occasions as well, there are various methods which you can use. One of them is to purchase something like nuts, bring it to your mouth. And remember, it is that action of bringing something to your mouth. That is how a person once told me, that's how he gave up smoking. You bring something to your mouth and then you chew something, because there's two things in it. One is to bring something to your mouth, and the inhaling, so you breathe, you make the dhikrullah. These are two ways of giving up smoking, especially for those in this beautiful month of Ramadan. Let's welcome Mufti Sahib, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib, Hafidhullah. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa nazaid khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Sahib, as we said, the topic is on Ramadan and preparing for Ramadan. What's the meaning of Ramadan and where is it mentioned in the Quran Sharif?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 21st of Sha'ban Mubarak 1446 in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa, Palestine, South Africa, 90-95% of the cities and countries of the world. Alhamdulillah. Today, remember that there will be four people who are dead. Their bodies will be handed over to Israel, the Bibas family, and what you. So they want to use it as Hasbara propaganda that the Palestinians shot them. But the world knows that Israel shot them themselves. And even you must remember, the father and the elder people of the family said so. And November to last year, 2024, they were prepared to hand them over, but Israel refused to take them. So you must not just follow the media slavishly like a slave and accept everything that is gospel-like, you know. So there's a lot of emotions involved, there's a lot of Hasbara propaganda involved, and they always try and demonize Hamas and the Muslims and so forth. But people are changing their views now, and majority of the world are now in favor of Palestine compared to the Jutlas, who are guilty of genocide, ethnic cleansing and crimes against humanity and war crimes and what have you. So that's the second one. Then on Saturday, six people will be released from Palestine, that is from Gaza, and then hundreds of Palestinians will be released. So inshallah, they will be making Ramadan with their families, inshallah, after so many years and decades and so forth. So Allah Jalla wa'ala protect us all, and then, you know, make it worthwhile for all of us that we change our lives for the better in Ramadan. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So what is the meaning of Ramadan? See the word Ramadan, what a dwad. So R-A-M-A-D-H-A-N. The D-H will show it's a dwad. So we must know how to spell also. It's not Ramazan, like people say, with a Z. R-A-M-A-Z-A-N or D-A-N is D-H-A-N. So that will show the meaning of dhuad also. So Ramadan means tahriqu dhunub, to burn the sins. So we must burn the sins from now, not wait only for Ramadan. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu an, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, ittaqil maharim takun a'badan nas. That fear the haram, haram places, haram food, haram friends, everything haram, then you will be the most pious of people. You see? So it shows that that is where we understand the meaning of Ramadan and haram and so forth. Then is it mentioned in the Noble Quran? No month is mentioned in the Noble Quran explicitly besides Ramadan. So it is mentioned, remember, in Surah 2, Surah Baqarah verse 285. And there you will find it where Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. So in 185, sorry. So in 185 it is mentioned. So you must remember Surah 2 verse 185. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan is which inside the Quran Sharif was revealed. So it means the commencement of the revelation started during this month of Ramadan, and there's no two opinions on that. That is 100% unanimous and consensus on it. And from here we learn another lesson. Fasting is a duty, and tilawat of the Quran is the beauty of Ramadan. So that is the first thing we should learn, that fasting is a duty, and tilawat, recitation of the noble Quran, is the beauty of Ramadan. So what we're speaking about today, our topic, preparation for Ramadan. So that is first thing we should do. That we should keep targets. How much Quran Sharif will I read this year? Ramadan 14, 46 and so forth. I'll just give you four or five things which many a time we just overlook, you know. Number one, before Ramadan starts, we still have 8-9 days or so. We must prepare our will. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith in Abu Dawood, Bukhari Sharif and so forth. Lahu ma'alun, that person got wealth, assets and so forth, then he should not allow yabitu laylatain illa wa wasiyatuhu maktubatun indahu. Then his will and final will should be written, and he should not even allow 2 nights to pass. Here we're speaking of 2 nights. We already 2 years, 20 years have passed, and still there is no going to live forever. So each one of us, male and female, we must have a will. And the will must be according to the Sharia, not a will that is decided arbitrarily or is decided according to your own whims and fancies, no. So it must be according to the Sharia. So that's one point. Second point, preparation for Ramadan is ada'ud duyun. So let us try and pay all our debts now, before time. You must remember that. So Ramadan time, you don't have problems, this one phoning you, contacting you, then lawyer's letter coming and so forth and so on. So we must learn, and this also in hadith, in Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ma'thami wal-maghram. Oh beloved Allah, I seek your protection from the places of vices and sins, and al-maghram, from the debts and loans and so forth. So the true Muslim must try and lead from now, daily, a sin-free life and a debt-free life, you see. So once you do that, then you go in the right direction, we must remember that. So you must make notes, Mazahid. So see, number one, it will help us all, and we can put it on our website and so. Number one, is your will ready? What are you doing about it? So prepare it now immediately, and don't allow 2 nights to pass. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Abu Dawood and so forth and so on. So that's number one. Number two, ada'ud duyun, payment of debts. So remember that if we owing somebody, we took a loan, we bought stuff on credit, all that. So now don't wait till Ramadan and Eid and that. Get it settled now, immediately. Remember that. So that is number two. Then number three is with people with whom we have severed ties. 1 month, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, we're not speaking. If they're married, then the children are not speaking to those children. They don't even know the full story properly what happened. But that is how human nature is today. Say, oh, these people, they were enemy. So now we must treat them as the enemy. But remember that we cause such harm to ourselves. Surah 47, Surah Muhammad, verses 22-23, you see. So there Allah Ta'ala curses such people. Then number four, we must have a chart, a diary, a timetable. From the time I became baligh till the time now, how many Fajr Salat I must? How many Asr Salat I must? Zohar normally people read, Maghrib they read, Isha some read, some don't read. But Fajr and Asr are the main ones they're missing. And that's a sign of nifaq and hypocrisy. We must be very, very careful. So now what are we doing about the qaza about it? You see, we love to read nafil salat here, nafil salat here. That it massages our ego. But what about the things that are compulsory upon us? So we have to address and redress those issues there. We should be very, very clear on that. And thereafter, Allama Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, Ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykh al-Islam is a sheikh, and his students, you must remember, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, Hafiz Ibn Kathir, all of them are his students. So now here, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah writes, you must remember, in Lataif al-Ma'arif, and that's written by Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali. He is a grand student of Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah. It's Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn Qayyim, then Ibn Rajab, like that. And the book's name, a masterpiece, Lataif al-Ma'arif. He said, what should we do? Our pious people, pious predecessors, that as far as Ramadan was approaching and they going nearer to it, they made it Shahrul Qurra, that everybody was reading a lot of Quran in this month of Shaban. Those who are preparing for Taraweeh, those who were not going to read the Taraweeh, meaning they won't be the Imam, so then still read Quran Sharif. And it is Shahrul It'am wa Sadaqat, that we want that our Muslim brethren must be empowered. So now give them a portion of your zakat now. Give them, you must remember, money now. Give them food now, all that. So they don't have to go out and beg and so forth and so on. Then it becomes an indictment upon us. So see how beautiful things are mentioned, but who's there to practice on it? That's the sad part, you must remember. And then remember another point, that the dua has to be made. So Almighty Allah speaks of du'as in one. So in Surah 2, verse number 186, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. So then when my servants ask you, where am I? You must say, I'm very, very near. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانَ. I will respond to your du'as and supplications when you call me. So imagine that in the starting is Ramadan, ending is Ramadan, in the middle is dua. So it shows how important it is, suhoor time, iftar time, other times, that we raise our hands, we go into sujood and sahri time, and nobody is watching us. And we just go out of salat, and then we praise Allah Ta'ala. Send salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and thereafter we should be knowing that our needs, whatever our needs are, we beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So in that way there we make this Ramadan much more educational and informative and so forth and so on.
Mufti Sahib, with regards to the Huffaz who are not reading, what motivation can Mufti Sahib give to them at this time?
First thing, we had tafsir Tuesday night. You know, in Jami Masjid, normally when I finish the tafsir, then I ask them anybody question one by one, like how I should do in Newcastle, in my durus. When I finish, the period is 45 minutes, I try and finish in 40 minutes, and then every student gets a chance to ask one question. Half will say they got no question, other half will ask, you see. But already you're stimulating their minds now. So I asked, there were 2-3 hafiz. I asked, you performing Taraweeh? He said, yes. I said, you performing? He said, yes. So the other one, I asked him, you performing? He said, no. I said, why? So he just started smiling. So I said, oh, kachu take you. So he became like weak, you see. They call kachu. And thereafter, then his parents, so his mother came and so forth, or whoever came. So people come, you must remember, and take their children from the madrasa or wherever. So yeah, you must remember, we have this tafsir, understood? So then I asked him, this youngster, I say, Hafiz Adil, aren't you Hafiz? He say, yes. I say, you're making Taraweeh? So he like shook his head. I said, no, I'll be very disappointed if you don't perform Taraweeh. So after I'll be very disappointed if you don't perform Taraweeh. So after the tafsir, everything finished, then I went to him and I called another Hafiz. I told him, you must take him on and put him where you are reading, there in Sabri Masjid, behind the Sabri Masjid, in the hall or whatever, or in the madrasa classroom, wherever you are performing. And inshallah, he also will join you, he'll read two rakats and read 2-3 pages every day. I said, that much you can do? He said, yes. So I said, please, not for my sake, for your sake, you have to do it. Quran Sharif is very independent. If we don't read Quran, then the Quran Sharif gets, I mean by heart and so forth, then the Quran Sharif goes away, goes completely away from that person. Then the wa'id comes, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً وَنْكَ. When you turn away from my reminder, then I make this worldly life terrible for you, and you will be resurrected blind. قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Ya Allah, that why? You must remember, I am today blind, but I could see in this world. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا. So you see, Allah Ta'ala says that my verses came to you and you forgot it, you neglected it. So for Allah, you don't translate forget. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَا. So today also we treat you the same. You know, abandon you, get out from here. Now imagine the wa'id and warning and so. So on a one-to-one, we got thousands of huffaz in South Africa, but half of them, quarter of them, either they forgot their Quran, or either it became so weak, there's no muraja'ah, there's no door, there's no nothing. So now they say, no, I'll just take a break. So once they start speaking of taking a break, then you must remember, before the next Ramadan comes, then that person there, he totally forgot everything. So that is the tragedy of it. So much time, your time, teacher's time, and you know, people just go. So you must remember and kill time and waste time. So that is how we should try and explain to them and so forth and so on. So that is of paramount importance. Then another important thing is that you must feed the people or give them the money. So they also want to enjoy the Muslim. So you don't give them zakat, give them lillah. So they also want to have a decent meal and good, you know, Ramadan experience and so forth. So therefore, so we must also encourage them, empower them. So we give them food, we give them money, we give them other resources and so forth and so on. And remember that, you know, we must be the ones to become proactive and so forth. So that is the issue there. And as far as sadaqah, all that go, you can give poor Muslim and non-Muslim. So all that will be fine. Another issue Allah put in my head, you must remember, is this. People today, when it comes to their zakat, you know, so then they just, so you must remember, when it comes to their zakat, then what they do is this, they just estimate most of the time. And then that estimation can be wrong. So then it's big problems. So you know, so in a case like that, we must ensure that our zakat payment is done properly. Not only for this year, what about all the previous years? I have a question, you know. So this person says, I did not know there is zakat compulsory on Kruger coin. I have it in my possession. 10 years have passed and I haven't paid. So the answer will be that zakat is compulsory on Kruger coin and all that because it's like investment. So you must remember on the current market value. And for you, you must remember that just to neglect it and say you forgot is not a valid excuse. So for 10 years you didn't pay, so 1 year you pay is 2.5%. So now you must remember for 10 years you didn't pay the 2.5%. So how many percent it will work out to? So 25%, isn't for over 10 years. So now, just to make it easy, we know the value is much more. So the Kruger coin, if it works out to 100,000 rand, so you will have to give out zakat for 25,000 rand. So that is how we should understand it and so forth and so on.
Mufti Sahib, what are the virtues of Ramadan?
The virtues of Ramadan are too many. So I just give you three. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said hadith, authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai, Targhib wa Tarheeb, and you must remember Ibn Majah and so forth and so on. Man sama Ramadana imanan wahtisaba, whosoever fasts during Ramadan, And then you stand up at night. So now you make qiyam, you understand? So qiyam Ramadan, and you know, Salat al-Taraweeh. So man sama Ramadanan ihtisaban, so ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. So you must remember the sins of that person are forgiven, and wa ma ta'akhkhar also comes. The future sins are also forgiven. So that is what we should know and what we should understand and so forth. That today you must remember we take all these things very, very lightly and so forth. So now if you take the words there, sama Ramadan, and qama Ramadan, and imanan what iman, wahtisaba. What is ihtisaba? It is lovingly, willingly, sincerely, and that is the meaning of it. So this whole Ramadan, the whole Taraweeh, the whole Eid al-Fitr, the whole month of Ramadan, or the whole months of Hajj, min Eidin ila Eidin, is showing us one lesson. Is what? Izharul mahabba wal mawadda, izharul ishq ay lahu, for that person you showing him, see how much I am displaying my love for all, might Allah jalla wala. And remember that we should also be, you know, fair to all parties and so forth and so on. So one side we have that, but it doesn't mean that now we fall so much in love with Allah Ta'ala, we neglect the rights of the wife, or neglect the rights of the visitors, or neglect, you must remember, anybody else and so forth. So all that is not permissible, and we need to be very, very clear on these issues.
Mufti Sahib, with regards to reading at the house, is it permissible to read Taraweeh at the house, and including in that is to read the Isha Salah at the house and not go to the masjid?
Remember that we did against. Every day I'll announce, or almost every day, and that's a good question you ask, that remember you're going to perform Taraweeh at your home. So we'll come back to that. But Isha Salat, whole year, 11 months, you read in the masjid. Now when Sayyidu Shuhur came, the best month came, now you're reading Isha Salat at home or in your garage or outbuilding. Now how you justify that? You see, you know why they do that. One is they want to save time. Now go masjid, come back, all that 10, 15 minutes will go away. So we just read at home and so forth. I asked this Maulana, this Mufti Sahib, they said permissible. I am telling you, even if it is permissible, but it can't be encouraged. You must remember that. So that's number one. Then number two, that these people, you must remember, who are going to read at home and so forth. So if you read Taraweeh also in a masjid, is much better for the men. But if you read in your house, your outbuilding, your garage, so that is permissible. So nobody will tell you it's not permissible. So that's the second one we should remember. Third one, Imam Shafi, Rahimullah, and Imam Abu Yusuf, they said if you're a Hafiz, and you know they won't allow you to read 20 rakats alone as the Imam, so in a masjid they want other people to read also. So in a case like that, it's better for you that you make hijrah and you go to Sham. You see? So la hijrata illa ila Falastin. Now that is the slogan going on, that you can't make hijrah, and if you make hijrah and you migrate, it must be to Palestine or Syria and so forth. So that is, you must remember where we stand, and we should be understanding these issues properly. Now, if you read Isha Salat in the masjid, and then you come home and read Taraweeh, and you're reading all 20 rakats, and you know in the masjid they won't allow you normally, so then you get more reward at reading at home. That is the verdict of Imam Shafi and Imam Abu Yusuf Rahimahullah. Because if you study Siratul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Master alayhi salam would read the first salat in the masjid, the sunnats, all that he would read at home. Even Witr, the Master alayhi salam read at home. So that will fall in that category there. So now that person, you know, Taraweeh is going to start tonight, for example. So now from today, the daytime, we must start preparing and listening to one another. Am I reading this verse right, or am I reading it wrong, and so forth and so on. So may Almighty Allah make it possible that we all perform our Taraweeh, even if it is 2 rakats, 4 rakats. So you must remember that you are reading. So And the others will come, they'll read quarter, half, whatever, and then they'll complete the whole circle. And thereafter, they'll remember that, you know, that you can have Khatmul Quran on 27 night or 29 night or any of the odd nights. I told you before, Quran Sharif has got, you must remember, 6,236 verses, 114 surahs, chapters, and 540 ruku and sections. Why? Thus, you must remember the ulama in who compiled Fatawa al-Hindiya. That Arab ulama, they call it like that. And we call it, you must remember, that is, you know, this masla about when must you make Khatmul Quran. So in Fatawa Hindiya is written that there are 540 rukus in the Quran Sharif. So 20 rakats you read every night, and every night you read 20 rakats, different 20 rakats. So then, inshallah, you will see that when a person is going to complete his Quran, so already the glad tidings will come to him, or that you are going to Jannat al-Firdaus and so forth because of the amount of fasting you do and so forth, you know. So that these are the issues. And I'm dead against this also, that people make Khatmul Quran on the 28th, meaning the even nights and not on the odd nights. So that also, done is done. But that's the point I'm making. We mustn't just do things to get it done. We must fulfill our duty with beauty. Fulfill our duties with beauty. So that is what we must do. Not go and antagonize them and so forth and so on. And remember, then we still look for sympathy and so forth. So that is where our problem lies nowadays. And we should be very clear about it as well.
Mufti Saab, speaking on behalf of a complaint of the elderly, we miss the boat in our youth. We are embarrassed to say, but we can barely read the Quran Sharif. It is tough to learn now. Is there any hope for us, or are we a total write-off?
No, my brother. No, my uncle. No, my masi. That you must never use words like that, that we are a write-off and so forth. Go read Quran Sharif, what the Quran says. Chapter 39, verse 53. Whatever the halat is, whatever the circumstances are, Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu arda, Fatih Khaybar Haydar Qarrar radiallahu anhu arda, when he was asked, Ayyatu ayat in arda innaka fi kitabillah, that which ayat motivated, inspired you the most, and so forth and so on. So remember that you must remember that when people now, they, you know, want to study, you understood, Quran, or they want to learn, so forth. So learn this verse, look inside, chapter 39, verse 53. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. Oh, my beloved servants, you went across and you violated all the Sharia almost. Yet Allah loves us so much and He says, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never ever lose hope and in the mercy of Allah. Don't have despair. Don't have this become disillusion. Nay, that is for the kuffar. The non-Muslims do that. Quran Kareem teaches us, La ye'asu min rawhillahi illa al-qawmul kafirun. The non-Muslims, they are the one that they lose hope and so forth and so on. So we as Muslims, no, we can't be losing hope. So we must always have that. But look at the bright side. You know, one person will tell you the glass is empty. The other person will tell you the glass is full. The Quran says, La ye'asu min rawhillahi illa al-qawmul kafirun. That the non-Muslims say that now that there's no way Allah's mercy will come to us. We have lost hope in Allah. And in the mercy of Almighty Allah, Allah forbid. So people like that, so you must remember, encourage them. How are you going to encourage them? I tell you two things. Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, لَوَدِّتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي. The hadith in Musnad Abu Raida, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I have this ardent desire, that I have this ardent desire that the surah chapter 36, Surah Yasin, should be by heart memorized by every Muslim male, female, adult and child. We still got time. If we put our mind to it, we can do it. Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak is 30 verses. So now there's 10 days left plus minus. So you must remember, then you make dua and Allah Ta'ala will then envelope us in His mercy. And thereafter, another thing we must do is this, that you know that always give encouragement to the Musallis also. So you will find the same hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam desire that we must by heart it, Surah 67, Surah Mulk, Tabarak al-Ladhi, and verse, must remember, that is where the du'as are mentioned of Nabi Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidah Hawa radiallahu anha, and that is chapter 7 and verse number 23. So Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. We must have that firm conviction that Allah Jalla Wala is going to accept our du'as and so forth and so on. So that is why we must be learning every day Surah Yasin, Surah Mulk. Is nothing difficult for Allah that we made the effort. You have seen hadith, Mudda Mustada, so Bazaar. And remember hadith of Tabarak al-Ladhi in Mustadrak Hakim. So we gave you the references also. And thereafter, that if you study, then you will see that these people here, that now they're learning, Allah Ta'ala gave them good memory also. And in that way, 6 months, 1 year, they're hafiz of Quran. So that is when the parents' tawajjuh focus is on the son, daughter, and the teacher also his focus is on the student. So then you will go very far in life and understand things properly. So today we must remember that what are we doing? That we just carry on, you know, follow the Pied Piper. So that is not going to help us. We need to be very, very careful and circumspect in this regard.
Mufti Sahib, can a female become an imam for Taraweeh?
So not only for Taraweeh, she can become an imam for Farz Salat also. You must remember Imam Abu Dawood brought the whole hadith, a whole bab on all that. Babu Imamat in Nisa. So there was a lady there in Madina Munawwara, Umme Waraqah. So open Abu Dawood, you will find it. So she said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please come to my house. This Ummah, so you must Waraqa, she said this. So you come here to my house. And then the Master alayhi salam came and then told her, fine, where you want. So she said, like, you decide this or whatever. So then Nabi alayhi salatu salam individually read, you must remember, 2 rakat salat there in the house of Sayyidah, you understand, Waraqa radiallahu anha. So like that. And thereafter, she was explained and told to her what are the do's and the don'ts and all these type of things there. So what we must say, that in time of Nabi alayhi salam, ladies were making imamat for ladies. Not imamat they were making for men. Oh, you must remember, they start telling the men, so whatever you can do, I can do, and so forth and so on. So all that here is su'ul adab, isa'atul adab, and disrespectful. And another issue that we should know is this, that which imams allow it, that a woman makes imamat. So the Shafi'is, Hanbalis, all of them, they allow it. Hanafi say it's not permissible. Makruh tahrimi. I explained to you makruh tahrimi and haram. So basically the same thing almost. So therefore, we should know, we shouldn't encourage the Hanafi ladies that they go to their neighbor's house or go to the masjid and so forth and they say, we're going to have a grand. So you must remember, iftari, we're going to have a grand supper and grand this and grand that. So we must be concerned about tomorrow, death comes. So then what will I show and what will I tell Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that what did I do with this life that you gave me, you see? So that is why we should encourage people that they should become Hafiz, even 2 rakat, 4 rakat. So inshaAllah, you the people, the elders, you must see the youngsters and tell them, come on, start going to the masjid, make Taraweeh, perform Taraweeh. So we create the hype already from now, you must remember that. So that is very important.
Mufti Saab, with regards to backbiting and fasting, can Mufti Saab please advise us?
First and foremost, what is backbiting? Quran Kareem says, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا, that you must not make, you understand, stories and lies and so forth. And remember that, you know, in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, he said, رَحِمَ اللَّهُ الْمُحَلِّقِينَ الْمُحَلِّقِينَ الْمُحَلِّقِينَ. And then he said, Al-Muqassirin. So it means short people around. So that is what we should understand, that a person, when he's an imam and so forth, he's not just imam for salat, he's imam, we must remember, to educate the people also and so forth and so on. So what was the actual question you asked now?
Backbiting and fasting.
Yeah, backbiting. So Quran Kareem says, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. You can't do that out of Ramadan also. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ أَخِيهِ Will you love? أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوا, that you eat the dead flesh of your brother. You will hate it and despise it. You will say no. So but that's exactly what we are doing. Al-ghibatu ashaddu min az-zina. So remember, ghibat, backbiting, scandaling is worse than. So you must remember fornication, adultery, and all this great business and so forth. So why? Because we must remember that Nabi alayhi salam taught us these issues based on wahi also. Surah 53 and verses 3 and 4. So they all met Allah Jalla Wala. So he's teaching us, you must remember that what is expected of us and so forth and so on. So end of the day, we all know we have to die and so forth. So every day from now, cry to Allah, beg Allah, tawaffana muslimin wa alhiqna bi shuhada'i wa salihin. Ya Allah, let me pass away, and let me pass away with Iman and Islam. So that must become the best day in our life. So that these are the issues that we should be understanding and so forth.
A beautiful message came through now. Dear respected Mufti Saab, Jazakumullah Khairan so much for your radio programs and du'as. I learned the du'a to visit Makkah Mukarramah and Medina Munawwara from you, and I started reading daily since last year. Alhamdulillah, after so many years, I performed my Umrah on the 15th night of Shaban. I read my Jumu'ah in the Haram Sharif. I did tawaf after Jumu'ah. Alhamdulillah, I made special dua for Mufti Saab and Appa. May Allah bless you abundantly. Ameen.
Ameen, ameen. MashaAllah, Mubarak. You made Umrah on 15th night of Shaban. Excellent. 15th night of Shaban, the ayat was revealed. فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Turn your Mubarak countenance to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. And then in the Shaban, Durood Sharif, Salawat, ayat was revealed. And so many incidents took place and so forth. Then after Jummah, you went to make Tawaf and so forth. We're so happy for you. So with you always now, what you must do, your Umrah, your Ziyarah to Medina, your Tawaf, whatever you're doing, you and your wife, inshallah, abundantly, you must read Surah 2 and verse 127. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And remember the other dua, so that is, we always tell people to read, will be Surah 40. So you must remember Surah Hashar, Surah 59, and verse number 10 also you must read, you know. So dua for the deceased. And Surah 2, verse 127, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. You were reading Surah 2, verse 128, وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. So learn the dua before that. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. So always ask Allah for acceptance. And then last one we'll just say now, that remember, and that is the du'as for the deceased. So we must learn these two things, two du'as. It's also in Quran. Surah 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents, forgive, you must remember, the true believers. We can't make dua for non-Muslims after they have died. So remember, their children, they all go to Jannat and so forth. So that is the first dua. Second dua we should learn is Surah 59 and verse. So you must remember by the first quarter, and verse 10, and there you will find رَبَّنَا فِي لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. So these are important du'as, that Ya Allah forgive us, forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us with du'as, so with iman. And then وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا. Ya Allah, ہمارے دلوں کے اندر قدورت مت ڈالیے گا. Ya Allah, don't place that malice, rancor, hatred in our hearts. Who? So لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, for people who have iman in Islam. So رَبَّنَا فِي لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. So remember that these are your homework, to try and learn this also. And inshallah, the day we leave this world, inshallah, with a perfect iman and, you know, Islam and sincerity, then inshallah, it won't be difficult. So, you know, to learn these verses and so forth. So now, and another thing is your charity daily, very, very important as well. Yeah, and the hadith, will end off on this hadith. When Ramadan starts in Ibn Majah, and there the beautiful hadith, Ya Baghi al-Khair, the angels announce, oh, you seeker of good, Aqbil, Aqbil, advance, advance, go forth. And Ya Baghi al-Shar, oh, you still want to go to the movies, you still want to have one last fling with a girlfriend, you still want to go meet your boyfriend before Ramadan starts and so forth. So this is how Shaitan, he deceives us, we must remember that. So Allah Ta'ala protect us from Satan, Shaitan and Lucifer. And remember that a person now must understand that charity is very, very important. Every day we have to give out something, in cash or in kind and so forth. And that's all I can think of now at this time, and our time is finished also. Inshallah, today we'll be traveling to Ukhis, and the program there in Ukhis is after Maghrib. You know where Bhuti Ghani and them are. So there, inshallah, then we'll spend the night there, and after Fajr will be program also. Then Friday, inshallah, the Jummah Masjid it is. So the big masjid there in Witbank, inshallah, our lecture will be there, inshallah. And then tomorrow after Asr, there's a Nikah also. So we should all know, and you know all what's happening. So may Almighty Allah make the Mahabbah, Mawadda increase between this couple who will get married tomorrow, inshallah. We who are married, remember, read, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. So all that will be so acceptable and good for us to read and so forth and so on. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala give us tawfiq to practice on all the good things that we said now. Allah Ta'ala make easy for all of us. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.